23年度3年北進テスト入試直前号。これから放送を聞いて答える問題を始めます。まず回答の仕方を説明します。問題用紙の第3ページ、第4ページを見てください。問題は全部で7題あります。放送中、メモを取っても構いません。各問題とも英語は2回ずつ放送されます。第3ページを見てください。最初に問題1から問題3を行います。それぞれの会話を聞いて、質問に対する答えとして最も適当なものを、あからえの中から一つずつ選び、その記号を書きなさい。では始めます。問題1。
Excuse me, I'm sorry, but I can't read Japanese. Could you tell me what this sign says?
Sure. It says the restaurant is closed on Mondays.
Oh, I see. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Question. Which sign are they looking at?Excuse me, I'm sorry, but I can't read Japanese. Could you tell me what this sign says?
Sure. It says the restaurant is closed on Mondays.
Oh, I see. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Question. Which sign are they looking at?
問題2
Mother, I'm home. It's really cold today. Could I have some hot tea, please?
Okay, here you are, Masaki. Oh, would you like some cake with that?
That sounds good. But I'm not really hungry now. Could I have it later?
Sure.
Question. What is Masaki having now?
Mother, I'm home. It's really cold today. Could I have some hot tea, please?
Okay. Here you are, Masaki. Oh, would you like some cake with that?
That sounds good. But I'm not really hungry now. Could I have it later?
Sure.
Question. What is Masaki having now?
問題3
I watched TV for 2 hours yesterday. Then my mother said that was too long. What do you think, Aya?
Well, I don't think it's too long, Tom. I watched TV 1 hour longer than you did. Then I played a computer game for 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Question.Which graph is right?
I watched TV for 2 hours yesterday. Then my mother said that was too long. What do you think, Aya?
Well, I don't think it's too long, Tom. I watched TV 1 hour longer than you did. Then I played a computer game for 30 minutes.
Oh, really?
Question. Which graph is right?
第4ページを見てください。次に問題4と問題5を行います。それぞれのある場面を説明する英文を聞いて、質問に対する答えとして最も適当なものを、あからえの中から一つずつ選び、その記号を書きなさい。では始めます。問題4。
One Saturday afternoon, Satoshi goes to the park. His friend Makoto and some other boys are playing soccer there. Satoshi wants to play soccer with them.
Question. What will Satoshi say to Makoto?
One Saturday afternoon, Satoshi goes to the park. His friend Makoto and some other boys are playing soccer there. Satoshi wants to play soccer with them.
Question: What will Satoshi say to Makoto? Tomoko comes to Mary's house and has dinner with Mary and her family. After dinner, she enjoys talking with them. But now it's 9 o'clock and she is going home.
Question: What will Tomoko say to Mary and her family?
Tomoko comes to Mary's house and has dinner with Mary and her family. After dinner, she enjoys talking with them. But now it's 9 o'clock and she is going home.
Question: What will Tomoko say to Mary and her family?
ヒロトと同じ学校に通う留学生のジェーンとの電話での会話を聞いて、次のカッコ1の質問に日本語で答えなさい。また、カッコ2の質問の答えとして最も適当なものを、あからえの中から一つ選び、その記号を書きなさい。では、始めます。
Hi, Jane. I haven't seen you for a few days at school.I was worried. Are you okay?
Yes, thank you, Hiroto. I'm fine now, but I was sick.
Oh, really? That's too bad.
I felt bad, but my host family was very kind to me.
That's good. Did you go to the doctor?
Yes, I went to the hospital with my host mother, Ms. Gato, 2 days ago on Wednesday.The doctor said I just had a cold.
You've only been in Japan for 3 months, so was it difficult for you to talk to the doctor in Japanese?
Well, it was okay because the doctor studied in New York for 2 years and he spoke English very well.
That's good. By the way, Jane, do you remember that we're going to have a Christmas party?At Ichiro's house this Sunday?
Of course, I'll be there.
Great. We'll see you at 3 at Ichiro's house then.
Okay, see you then. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Jane. I haven't seen you for a few days at school. I was worried.Are you okay?
Yes, thank you, Hiroto. I'm fine now, but I was sick.
Oh, really? That's too bad.
I felt bad, but my host family was very kind to me.
That's good. Did you go to the doctor?
Yes, I went to the hospital with my host mother, Ms. Kato, 2 days ago on Wednesday.The doctor said I just had a cold.
You've only been in Japan for 3 months. So was it difficult for you to talk to the doctor in Japanese?
Well, it was okay because the doctor studied in New York for 2 years and he spoke English very well.
That's good. By the way, Jane...Do you remember that we're going to have a Christmas party at Ichiro's house this Sunday?
Of course, I'll be there.
Great. We'll see you at 3 at Ichiro's house then.
Okay, see you then. Thanks for calling.
翔子が英語の授業で行ったスピーチを聞いて、 その内容に関する括弧1から括弧3の質問の答えとして最も適当なものを、あからえの中から一つずつ選び、その記号を書きなさい。では始めます。
Hi, I'm Yamada Shoko. I'm going to talk about my grandfather, Yamada Kunio. My grandfather is 75 years old and lives in Nagano. He speaks English very well. You'll be surprised to hear that he started to learn English when he was 61. He told me why and how he learned English. In 1998, when he was 61, the Winter Olympic Games were held in Nagano. Many people from different countries visited Nagano to see the Olympics. He could only speak a little English, like hello or goodbye then. But meeting people from other countries was a lot of fun. After the Olympics, he became a student at an English school in Nagano because he wanted to speak English better and talk with people from around the world. He learned English there for 17 months. Then, in July 1999, he went to Australia. He stayed there for 5 months and studied English at a school. When he came back to Japan in December that year, he spoke English very well. He said Australia was a beautiful country. Now, my grandfather enjoys visiting other countries every year. He likes to visit many places and do new things, but talking with people in those places is the most interesting for him. He has become friends with many people, and some of them have visited Japan to see him. He taught me that when you want to learn something, it's never too late.
Question 1. Why did Shoko's grandfather start learning English? Question 2. How long did he stay in Australia in 1999? Question 3. What did Shoko learn from her grandfather?
Hi, I'm Yamada Shoko. I'm going to talk about my grandfather, Yamada Kunio. My grandfather is 75 years old and lives in Nagano. He speaks English very well. You'll be surprised to hear that he started to learn English when he was 61. He told me why and how he learned English. In 1998, when he was 61, the Winter Olympic Games were held in Nagano. Many people from different countries visited Nagano to see the Olympics. He could only speak a little English, like hello or goodbye then, but meeting people from other countries was a lot of fun. After the Olympics, he became a student at an English school in Nagano because he wanted to speak English better and talk with people from around the world. He learned English there for 17 months. Then, in July 1999, he went to Australia. He stayed there for 5 months and studied English at a school. When he came back to Japan in December that year, he spoke English very well. He said Australia was a beautiful country. Now my grandfather enjoys visiting other countries every year. He likes to visit many places and do new things, but talking with people in those places is the most interesting for him. He has become friends with many people, and some of them have visited Japan to see him. He taught me that when you want to learn something, it's never too late.
Question 1. Why did Shoko's grandfather start learning English? Question 2. How long did he stay in Australia in 1999? Question 3. What did Shoko learn from her grandfather?
以上で放送を聞いて答える問題を終わります。